Let's talk about Stephen Farrell. He's not going to be there for much longer, is he? The proposal, this is what you're on to talk about. Thank you for doing so. Robinson and McGuinness have proposed that the Department of Employment and Learning should be scrapped. And that's decided in, what, 8 hours? Now, that's either good, fast decision-making or it's a mess.
Well, as I said earlier, as I sit in Block B of Castle Buildings, if the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach had summoned the parties across the corridor, literally through the room I'm in at the moment, in 1996 and said, we want to see if we can agree a new system of government for Northern Ireland, you've got 2 days, nothing would have happened. Now, I'm not suggesting that resolving the current issues need the nearly 2 years that it took to reach the Good Friday Agreement, but what we certainly need is to have time enough for people to consider serious options. I mean, for example, you've highlighted the issue of the Department for Employment and Learning. We put forward a proposal in our manifesto last May for the Assembly election, which would have reduced the current 12 departments to 8. There would have been a single strong Department of the Economy, which would have amalgamated the Department for Employment and Learning with the Department for Enterprise and some parts of the Department of Agriculture. Now, that was part of a comprehensive review to ensure better governance, more responsive departments, more collective packages which could ensure that problems were dealt with internally the right way. Instead, what we got yesterday was the announcement that Dell was being abolished, whether it's to punish the Alliance Party for being electorally successful or because Stephen is a good minister who's rattled them over things like teacher training, I'm not sure, and its functions not put into a single strong economy department, but its functions split up between enterprise run by the DUP and education run by Sinn Féin.
So why do you think the DUP and Sinn Féin have done this?
Well,
is it revenge for something?
As I said to your colleague Mark Carruthers earlier on, I think maybe it's something that you should be asking them what they're up to. I don't know whether
you're big and tall enough to be able to tell me what you think they're up to.
I don't know. I don't know whether
you don't know.
I don't know whether it is revenge because Alliance is electorally successful, which they didn't want. I don't know whether it is spite or malice. What I do know is that the proposals we put forward, we fully acknowledge, would have reduced the total number of departments from 12 to 8, and we acknowledge that within the foreseeable future, this term or the next term, we would be unlikely to get one of the top 7 picks under the helm.
Sure.
But that's not the issue, because we're not doing a proper comprehensive review. We're just doing a piecemeal thing. And indeed, I asked them yesterday, if Alliance had got 9th pick and not 10th pick, did that mean that they'd have been knocking out 2 departments this year, not one?
What does it say? I'm just wondering what it actually says about our government, that in 8 hours you can get rid of a department. You can just go bang, it's going to go.
Well, what it says about our government is that under the system that we've had since Good Friday, the two largest parties, one on either side of the divide, if they agree, can do anything. The Ulster Unionists and SDLP did it to a certain extent in the first Assembly. The DUP and Sinn Féin are doing it now.
And that's a very strong position for them to hold. They've got ultimate leverage. You're the bit player in this.
Well, no, what they can do is they can ensure that they can do anything, but they can't necessarily make sure that other people cooperate with them in doing what they want done.
Well, who cares whether you cooperate with them?
Well, they might have to care in circumstances, depending exactly how they choose to put proposals, because they seem to be making presumptions about how other people will respond to this. And I certainly will be discussing with my colleagues what the implications of their proposals are.
And obviously the inference there is that you might contemplate not continuing with the executive.
Well,
as Justice Minister.
If you apply the logic that they were stating, that electing me on a cross-community basis was a temporary expedient which should be done away with at some suitable time in the future, then you have to say if they're getting on so well together that they can agree on abolishing the Department for Employment and Learning, then perhaps they might be ready to elect a minister from a party other than Alliance. And if they're prepared to do that, that will happen.
Obviously, they don't want to do that at the moment, so you're putting it up to them now.
Well, it's not entirely clear what they want to do. The whole process yesterday, as I said, was so rushed in a few hours of yesterday afternoon and evening. It's unclear what their logic, if there is any logic, is, or what exactly they're up to.
So why would you not, David Ford, stop this happening? Because this is a proposal at this stage. Your poker game, your ultimate card that you're holding in your deck is to say what you've just said and to say to those parties, you push this through, I'm not going to stand as Justice Minister. We're gone.
Well, with due respect, Stephen, the decisions that I'll take will be based on serious discussion with my Alliance Party colleagues. it was a decision of the Alliance Party Council, the 100-strong governing body of the party, that I would take the job in the first place. And clearly, these are not the kind of issues which are taken, however important the show I happen to be on a BBC radio programme. These are decisions which will be taken in serious internal discussion over the coming weeks and months.
And I understand that, but because of this proposal, you're contemplating that option. Is that fair?
I think it is absolutely fair to say that the response I've received from some of my colleagues already raises serious questions as to whether the two largest parties are actually interested in a genuine partnership of the sort that they talked about, or whether the way they are treating Alliance's entitlement, not Stephen Farage's job, but Alliance's entitlement because of a good election result last year, is now being rubbished by the, you know, the wish of the two parties. They have the power to do that. But it does suggest all kinds of things when they talk about partnership, when they talk about inclusivity, when they talk about five parties working together. And yet, for what appears to be political expedience, they're prepared to treat an Alliance minister who has an entitlement because the people voted Alliance last year in larger numbers than in previous elections.
And let me just be clear, finally, David. If you lose this department, might you quit? Not definitely, but might you, because you lose this department?
Well, sorry, Stephen, I'll repeat what I said. These are issues which, however important the radio programme, will not be discussed in the BBC first. They will be discussed in the internal operations of the Alliance Party.
All right. David Ford, thank you very much indeed.